Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gaze. Let's love.
Okay, I don't know if it was that maybe I'm not an appreciateur or a connoisseur of dance as I should be.
Well, I don't know. You watched a lot of So You Think You Can Dance.
I did.
You had opinions.
I did. And as I said before, I'm a big mouth fag who has an opinion about everything.
You are.
That's my bio.
If they had a show called So You Think You Can Fuck, you would be an expert.
I would be. But I think Tori did not charge Rob for this choreographed little dance. Or maybe Rob did not complete it as well. But I feel like one of us could have made this up.
And we're horrible dancers.
And we're horrible. Come at us, y'all. I just thought it was fine, cute. But it felt so self-involved to do, here's my dance moment to see you at the airport. I rolled my eyes hard.
Are you dancing for yourself or are you dancing for someone else?
And thank you.
I went, this is stupid.
This is dumb.
He knew
he was on TV. That's why he wanted to do
this. I'm calling it, not her. Cause the jury's still out on Sophie. I think she's handling things a little bit better. But Rob is such a Jabri 2.0 to me.
I don't think no one, let's never put him in that in that category. I think this guy comes across as some degree of authenticity. He has a little bit.
He's driving a very fancy car that he has to open with a 2x4. How is that authentic?
I want to be clear. I don't know what kind of car this is.
We talked about this for 10 minutes.
We're not car people. Someone kept calling it a Chrysler Sebring. That's not right.
And I thought it's a Chrysler. We had a gay fight over it because Poodle's like, that's not right. I was like, yes, it is. And then we couldn't tell. Is it a Chrysler? Is it like a, I thought maybe a Maybach, but that's not the logo. There is a rich car logo that kind of looks like Chrysler, but I don't know what it is because we're not car people.
Riveting.
So come at us, sissies. Let us know.
I don't know what kind of car this is, but it doesn't look like something you see every day.
I have more of an issue with this. Poodle, you, and I say this with a little shade, a lot of shade, and a lot of love, though. You are the You are the queen of janky. Queen, you will use something until it has no legs.
I fully admit this. I will drive something into the ground before I replace it.
It will
fall apart. Clothing will fall off of me before I buy new.
Literally, I remember one time Jake had to go change shorts because they just disintegrated while they were on his body and ripped apart. Literally. And he was like, I said, Jake, I can see your balls. He's like, I'm going to go change my shorts.
Yeah. My underwear have holes in them sometimes.
So your laptop, like, you are the queen of this. And actually, it's kind of saddening, but also shocking how much you get use out of the thing. Oh. So it's impressive. That said, how do you feel? Would you ever use a 2x4 to open up your trunk?
I was confused. I think I would do that. And I have all kinds of little tricks that like, to open things.
This is very much
poodling. And so I would do it. I would do it on television because I was proud of figuring out a way to do it. Because it looks like a foreign car and it would probably cost a lot of money to fix, but the 2x4 is doing it just fine. So I don't really love Rob, but in this case, I think he's doing what he's doing, and I'm fine with it.
This is Reality Gaze, everybody. This is Reality Gaze.
Season 10, episode 2. We are gathered here today. We are gathered here today for faggotry.
We gather together for faggery and dick jokes.
Season 2, this is our part 2.
Part 2.
Part two. I'm Maddie, and that's Poodle, aka
Hello.
Jake.
It's hard for me to let. For me, I don't. This couple isn't really letting me in. I don't really see a way in for this couple. For me, what I do see, and this is the authenticity of here. He is totally cheesing when she's around. He cannot stop smiling. I think he is very into her. I see.
I think they both are very into one another, for sure him. I think
she's a little more reserved about how she shows
affection. She's got to be into him because why would you be this rich woman who lives in a nice apartment?
He's gorgeous, though.
He is, but what is that just it? Is that just because he's cool? But why would you move to this – crappy ass apartment in Inglewood in Los Angeles, we've talked about. This is not a bad part of Inglewood.
This is not a bad part of Inglewood. And when he was talking about when they were seeing all the chases and like police shutting down, I'm like, that happens a block from me. This is Los Angeles.
Yes, this is Los Angeles. It's just a city that just happens.
Yeah,
but it is interesting, you know. It is interesting. I never thought about this until she said it. How if you're living in a major city, well, anywhere in the United States, really, but especially in a major city, how if you come from a country with gun laws that actually protect people, you would be scared coming to the U.S. because of everything you've seen. And because I think we're up to like 560 mass shootings already this year.
Sounds right. Sounds about right.
So it was just – so I want to say we might feel like Sophie's overreacting, but I'll be honest. I can see her point of I thought about this the other day in traveling abroad. I went, oh, I'm not going to have to worry about that as much because they don't
– In my area, this has been about a couple of weeks ago, I heard a gunshot outside. In my area – I don't live in Inglewood. But I heard a gunshot.
Yeah, I've heard gunshot. With the house we lived before.
Yeah, it was pretty normal. But I want to say this is he's in a studio apartment, and I think that's the hardest thing for me is this is a studio
without a bathroom.
Without a bathroom, there are no real closets. It's just places to hang. Y'all, this is for two people. This should be a temporary living arrangement. So I'm really hoping they get a place because it'd be bumping into with two people like this. I mean, people live this way in New York because of the space. you can find something in Los Angeles, I promise you, for a decent amount of money that with for two people, if both people are working. If you can find it. They might have to live in the valley.
Well, you say, I mean, but it would be, yeah, they might have to live in the valley, but they could find something for probably $1,500.
I promise you,
in the valley.
Where he is, because of the way Inglewood, the property values around Inglewood, because Inglewood is one of the fastest gentrified places right now. Mm-hmm. That studio is probably would cost him $300 less in the valley.
Oh, 100%.
That sounds crazy, but that's how values in Inglewood, because the stadium being built there. And because people about 7 or 8 years ago, even before they were having, with all the riots that happened in the 90s, even in the 2000s, things were already being gentrified. And now it's like the upcoming place. Parts of Inglewood are the place to live. Mm-hmm. So I think you throw away everything you heard about Inglewood, because it's a very different place now. But they kind of talking about it like it's 15 years ago.
They are.
Yeah.
Again, we said that this just, the whole thing just feels dated.
And it feels like we've seen it before. Four other times.
We've never seen someone open their trunk with a 2x4 and someone do this terrible. Was Rob's dance on the level of what he said was Disney? He needed it to be Disney princessy. Would you describe it as such?
I guess, but it was in an airport. It was in LAX. I also want to say this was the least crowded I've ever seen LAX. I don't know what they did.
Well, they went around the corner at the end of the baggage can't claim. It was at the Delta bag. I knew exactly where it was.
Y'all, LAX is such a fucking mess.
Oh, it's horrible.
The airport and the way getting into it is so awful.
I pray that people don't have to use it.
We always do, because
but it's LA and I love LA. So
LA. That's not a good song.
It's not a good song. Okay, so Sophie's flight was terrible. She arrived.
Wait. Do we have any announcements before we just jump in? Everybody.
Ooh, I'm gonna raw dog you.
Y'all, Lita's in jail. Eric and Lita from, I believe, mm-hmm. season 5 or season 4.
Yes.
Night of Fiance. Mm-hmm. She's in jail. But if you listen to our class list, we're going to do a deep dive next week. Sissy Detective. I'm doing it now.
Mary Colon,
Sissy Detective
is on the case. She's going to get the deep dive details.
We're going to tell you what she did, what her charges were.
You said next week. They're listening to this. This will be this week on our class list.
Upcoming week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Indeed. And check out our collabs with Love to See It. We were on their show, Two Black Girls, One Rose. They were on our show, and we're going to be on their show, I believe, next week. Mm-hmm. And The Alarmist. We were on The Alarmist talking about the Duchess of Argyle, sexual revolutionary of her time.
I loved it. It was so much fun doing that show.
If she hadn't been alive when I was born, I would think I was her reincarnated.
I agree. Mm-hmm. We're going to have them. We don't know how to do it, but we're going to have them on our show. So they're already willing to come on. So I'm excited. All right. Also, y'all stay tuned. In the halfway mark, I'm going to be talking about, was it really a bloody sword? I don't know.
The only news that any of us really care about. Razvan's penis look like?
Yes. The same day that Lita was arrested, Razvan started an OnlyFans.
Coincidence?
I don't think so. I think
it's a karmic shift in the universe.
Yes.
For us.
Anyway, it is details.
Are you going to send it to me?
I'm going to send it to you in the segment so you have a live reaction. God.
This needs to be planned and executed well.
It's
like,
fine.
Like none of the stuff you normally do.
It's so just a text.
It better go right.
Yeah. Poodle, let me use that foghorn sound effect on. Oh, wait, I can't because you deleted it.
Christina, you deleted it.
It didn't work. It didn't come back. It's not on there, so we still don't have it.
I could find them and just put them in there. It wouldn't take you any time.
fact that I took all this time and you deleted it.
I didn't, and it was confusing.
Anyway, that's all we got. Golden Bachelor, y'all. We feel like, if you haven't checked out Golden Bachelor, listen to our second episode. I feel like we started to find our groove with this show already. I'm very excited to talk about episode 3. Now that they're going on dates and that they're trying to secretly punk Gary continuously, we're having a good time.
By giving him a car where the headlights don't work?
Yes. Yeah.
Every episode will have one thing where they try to murder Gary.
Yes. And if you work at ABC and can get us a screener so we don't have to record it on Fridays, we'd appreciate it.
We would love that.
We're trying.
Maybe they exchange his blood pressure pills with Viagra.
It's true.
That's going to be next week. Mm-hmm. He just walks around with a boner.
Uh-huh.
My blood pressure medicine. Oh, no.
Roberta, do you see this boner, Roberta? Anyway.
She's contractually obligated to mention Roberta.
In every episode, Roberta.
In every episode, Roberta.
Okay, so
supposedly Roberta did pass.
Yes.
But I haven't seen a death certificate. So I'm sure it's real.
We lost
I believe everything networks tell me. Wink, wink.
Oh, Christine, can you take all that out? Can you, please? All right, let's move on. I will say, Sophie does not. I was expecting from Sophie, but you remember, this is a difference of a young person who is into their looks versus an older person who's into the looks. The stakes are higher when you're in your early 40s and you need to impress a man where was Jesse from again?
Netherlands.
Netherlands, a younger buff man. Sophie, she was in the bathroom saying, I smell. I thought we were going to get a whole redo.
We thought we were going to get a Darcy shooting. We're going to get Bath and Body Works shellacking.
Yes, Gooch perfume. Yeah. We thought we were going to get all of that. Nope. I think she just patted her forehead and she
wiped her pits and she was done.
She's like, I'm done.
That's her horse bath.
Good for her. Good for her. She's good with being
her. And
I'm
sure she smelled like an English garden.
Sure she did.
Because she's 24.
Because she's 24. Or
is she 24 or younger?
I wrote 23.
I think you're right.
She's 23.
Because y'all, your body bounces back when you're 23. I'm surprised she was even tired.
Exactly. Exactly. So, y'all, he does this dance. We've seen better dances and better greetings on 90 Day Fiancé. This wasn't even like,
you know,
top 20.
What upset me more than anything, no, totally a Swaylu's dance in the airport, his first dance when you see Kalani. And trigger warning, there's a lot going on about that
Kalani
in the
Swaylu,
news.
Yeah,
yes, trigger warning for sexual assault, so... Yeah. If you do want to find out about that, know that going in. But the problem I had with this is it was so short. I bet you it was maybe 30 seconds.
No, if it was friend Tori, the hot guy said it was 20 seconds.
And he's like, you can't even do 20 seconds of dancing. I guess
it wasn't
even
a chorus and a verse. It was just like half a stanza. And then he just stopped in the middle of it.
You know what it felt like? It felt like something someone does on Hollywood Boulevard. who's dressed as a robot.
No, I disagree with that because people on Hollywood Boulevard work hard. They do a really good show.
That's fair.
Because they've got to make people that you have to believe that man is a Roman statue until he moves and scares the shit out of you.
Remember the creepy Spider-Man who's always like a little dirty?
Yes.
It's like how I saw one time when I just saw Big Bird like walking down the street talking to Darth Vader and Darth Vader was smoking.
Yeah. That
kind of ruins everything.
Kind of ruins everything. Now, I think that this reminded me of kind of the characters. I thought he was giving way more kind of the Christmas characters that are usually at the Ardmore Christmas Parade, because they'll have people that buy outfits, you know, that look like characters kids have seen, but they're always terrible and they always phone it in. They don't do a good job.
I'm unclear.
No, they buy, like, my dad did this one year on his plumbing truck on CM Plumbing. Like, they had people dress up as Mickey Mouse, and they had people in, like, mascot costumes as Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. And there was a
Goofy. Did they even look like the...
Well, they kind of did, but it's like you could tell they bought them from, like, a cheap international website, and they didn't have the rights. So it looked like Mickey... if, like, part of Mickey's face melted just a little bit. And, like...
Yikes.
And, like, Donald Duck... You know how Donald Duck's bill...
It was an actual Howard the Duck costume?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. It kind of was. Because you know how Donald Duck, the bill curves up? Kind of, yes. And it looks smiling. I remember the Donald Duck, the bill was kind of turned down. Kind of like a large very dick.
Blunt and unhappy.
And so Donald Duck just looked angry.
Yeah, he kind of normally does.
And Goofy, I guess the way they got around the rights is Goofy had, you know how Goofy has two front teeth? You know, normally?
I'm very uncomfortable. I'm disturbed by these.
Well, my dad dressed up all his hands, and all of his hands dressed up as these characters for the Christmas parade.
Why does it feel wrong to me?
No, I could show you. I'll have to look. I could show you all the pictures. I believe, if I remember correctly, Goofy didn't have two. Goofy just had no teeth. So he looked like Goofy had meth.
God!
And then Goofy had really long ears, like longer than they should be.
But why was it necessary to have these characters? This is Christmas.
Because kids they love them.
Why can't they just dress up as, like, Frosty the Snowman?
Well, because kids love Disney. They want to make the children happy. You know what? CM Plumbing won the parade costume, the contest that year.
What were they competing against, really?
Well, I think everybody loved, actually, ironically enough, it wasn't the Disney characters. Well, no, that's new. Arbuckle Lumber, they do a big one every year out of wood. They do something really good.
What was it, Christmas with the Clan?
They had a manger. Mm-hmm.
A manger?
It's always a manger. But then... it wasn't my dad. It was my brother dressed as Santa, but Santa was sitting on a toilet on the thing because it's Ardmore Plumbing. So you said, so, and he had like a little, everybody liked the theme of it.
I'm done. I'm out.
You're laughing because you've met my father. You know it's real.
No, it is real. And it's very appropriate. I was going to say that I don't like combining Santa with Disney. It's like when people combine different types of... It's like when people combine Santa with...
mother hates that. Won't put that in her Christmas scenes. She said no.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Santa's not going to be sitting there giving a gift to the baby Jesus. What would he give him? Just like a fucking Nintendo?
Mm-hmm. Well, Aunt Peggy, she has the little glow-up lights, and she does combine the manger because it has Santa holding Jesus. As if Santa's giving
the baby.
The world the Wait. Gift, the best gift of all was the gift of Christ's death and
that
salvation.
That is some fucked up commercialism right there.
Yeah, that's what
I think. So Santa, does that mean Santa's God? Like giving?
No, but that Santa brings gifts, so it's to remind the children, remember the biggest gift of all at Christmas.
Yeah, kids don't go for that. I never went for that.
That's why they do she does the red velvet cake. That's the Lord's birthday cake. So that way when you cut into
it's blood.
You see the blood.
We need to move on. We had red velvet cake at Christmas, but no one ever mentioned Jesus' blood.
Oh, we sang happy birthday to Christ.
You are lying.
Yeah, they have.
Oh. Y'all, we need...
Because I always would, at the end of it, I would always say, and many more.
Now that's funny.
We need to move on.
He died at 33.
Stop it. Stop it. Oh, we're gonna get iTunes reviews. Anyway, y'all, so if you're a plumber, put Santa on a toilet this year. It's gonna go good.
I just think they could have done it. They could have done without it with Disney characters. I think that's kind of gilding the lily, sleigh.
I think we got those pictures scanned. I'm going to have to find them.
Anyway, I'm going to have to move on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes.
Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
This is also where
everything was too much. It was too extra. So he did the dance. Then on the way out at baggage claim, where everyone proposes, he got down on one knee and he's like, "You never saw that coming, right? You never saw that coming. I'm so awesome."
He never said a vow. Like, I think he loves her. And I think this guy is definitely self-involved. I don't know if we're on narcissist spectrum here. I don't see that as much. I just think he's really self-involved. And I think
he's really into himself. Yeah.
And honestly, I don't think Sophie seems that way. And I feel like what's going to be the grist or whatever for their mill and their storyline or whatever.
Grist for the mill, yes. Yeah,
it's going to be that Sophie is going to want him to do things, compromises that she thinks is really simple. I could be totally off here.
And he's going to make a big deal out of everything.
And he's going to make a big deal out of everything, yeah.
And and he's not going to understand anything that involves him or, as he said, you ruin the mood. Everything is about vibe and
good vibes.
I'll say this. He has left kind of a bad taste in my mouth so far.
Although that said, you would still have parts of him in your mouth.
Yes, I would. Now, I would lick him up and down.
Now, what would you say? He is beautiful. What would you say though, y'all? You think this elevator shit was fake? This happened to Poodle.
No. All these elevators are awful.
This happened
all
to us.
They're death traps.
Well, remember it happened when we were all with that luggage when we were starting on our tour and we had all of those t-shirts and we were just stuck and we couldn't get the elevator go. Poodle was livid.
I kind of freak out when I'm stuck in an elevator.
Yeah. So this is real, y'all. Welcome to LAX.
Anyway, I wrote down, he said, "Stop." And then he does that little dance. And I wrote down, "That was it? Seriously?" Anyway, and she said, but she did say, "If a British guy did that for me, I would say that's the cheesiest thing." He's like, "But somehow Rob can get away with it." I think the allure that he's an American, he grew up, there is something that he keeps saying. I think she does like it that he brings up, "I grew up in the hood," you know, or "We're living in the hood." I think she's into that. That's part of it for her.
It does feel like because I watch their segments and I keep questioning, y'all, because if we learned anything from watching 90 Day Fiancé and Love is Blind, love is not enough.
Nope.
If it was,
if that's hard for you to hear, you need to hear it a lot. Because love, sometimes love just ain't enough.
It's not enough. And if that was the truth, then Stacey would be marrying Izzy. And that's not the case, as we know. That is not the case. So, I'm watching her and going, why? Like, this place is a dump. It's not a great place. It has no bathroom. And I just keep asking myself, why is she here? He seems to love her, but I don't know. We're going to find out later on, I guess.
It is interesting. I am wondering, I don't know if we've really seen... I don't know if we've seen a lot of who she is yet.
No, we haven't.
I don't know. So, y'all, this is, she keeps saying, "Is it safe to arrive at your house this late?" And he's like, "Yeah, why not? It's safe." He's trying to have this both ways. He's trying to be edgy and saying, "I live in Inglewood. I live in the hood, but it's totally safe. You just got, so what? There's a couple bullets." He's enjoying the notoriety of doing it, and he thinks that that gets her off, and it kind of probably does.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
And he's got dinner ready, y'all. He's got some Mexican food.
This looked nice. He gets catering done.
This is a nice little courtyard dinner. She says, "My apartment in London is very different than this. It's like very, very well lit." And she definitely wants to move somewhere nicer. And he's like, "Well, that blue dresser over there is yours. So apparently everything she has is going to fit in that blue dresser."
That was the smallest. It wasn't a dresser. It wasn't a real. It was like a. It was like an entryway, or like yes. a very small,
like a whole like a, chest.
Yes, yeah. like a jewelry cabinet dresser,
or like a dresser that they would have for like it was a jewelry. Yes, it was a jewelry dresser, like a Downton Abbey would just for the servants' quarters.
If you just saw Jake's face on the intimate portrait,
when I said jewelry cabinet,
he just got so gay.
I love specialized antique furniture.
You know what? I do too. Give me a postman's desk. I fucking love those things.
Oh, this welcome to the furniture faggotry hour.
Oh, or they have, what are they? They'll have like a big chest of drawers and it's like they were to organize beads and they're just like little,
Or a sidebar, like a sidebar in a dining room.
Yes.
Or sidebar, I call it a sidebar, sideboard, I'm sorry.
I love shit like that.
This is so queer.
Well, it's because we love them because as little boys, we imagine we could put our homosexuality in one of those boxes and no one would ever know. Except for one beautiful pirate would come along one day and open that box.
And then they're eating, and then he says, "You eat that churro." And I went... normally that kind of is it was said in such a like they were having a romantic time and it was just like because normally I'm into that not at that point. I'm a little worried. I see them fighting. He's already saying things like you're ruining the mood, you're ruining the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
old is he? Is he 28?
He's a little older, but in years, not in age.
You don't need to, you don't need to get married. Neither of these people are old enough to get married. She's 23. Yep. She seems much younger. He's 27, 28, going on 24.
I don't think, again, with y'all, don't forget, remember, she's bisexual and hasn't told him that. So I think she really has no idea who she is, and I think that she – I actually feel for her because there's something about her that lets me know she has a lot of insecurity and has no idea of who she is and maybe felt – yes, it's hard to grow up without money, but also when you come from a lot of money, there can be stresses with that too about identity and who am I, and I think she struggles with that. That's
I don't think anyone who's like 22, 23, you don't know what the fuck's going on.
No.
You don't know who you are.
God, but boy, don't you feel like it?
Yeah.
You're out of school. Yeah.
That's why you need your parents or some wise person to read the fuck out of you.
It's true.
Or you date your TA.
I don't recommend that.
And then you have a terrible relationship.
All right, Poodle, check your phone.
Oh, here we go.
Check your phone, Poodle. It's time.
This better have worked.
It's time to talk about Razvan's OnlyFans.
Holy. Okay, that's more. I still want the whole majigger.
That's the most that we've seen.
The whole cock.
That's the most that we've seen. But from that, you can get a bit of curvature, length, and girth.
It's big. And this is very similar to what I thought it would be like. I said the point of it, the glands, was quite beautiful. Like a precious jewel.
Y'all, it's a sword. It's a beautiful. It is a sword.
It's a nice penis.
It's a beautiful, beautiful sword. Also, I just wanted to let you know that you have to tip for that kind of thing. So I had to get an extension on our business card. It'll come up. Don't worry. It's all a write-off. It's going to be fine.
How much does it cost for the jerk-off vid?
We're not there yet, but once we get it, then...
they always get there.
He can't send it to me, but he did send a video that said just for me, because I tipped him $5.
That's all it takes?
It's just him shaking his dick in his underwear, and it's hot.
Why can't I see that?
Because you can't do that on OnlyFans, so you'll have to look at it on my phone. And y'all, we're not sharing this. We're keeping this in-house between Poodle and I because...
I want him to make money.
Yeah, sex work is work. I want him to get his.
Yeah.
So I will say, though.
But I'm going to demand you send to me.
Yes, yes. This is not going to be like already. He's got a lot of pictures up there. You can see the outline of the, there's a picture, there's a video of him taking a shower. And before he gets in the shower, you see like just a glimpse of the head of his massive head of his penis. And then he gets in the shower and he's just water running down him.
I think
he's bringing it. It's not like St. John. It's not like Corey. I think St. John shows his dick now, but Corey on Only. We have this Andre. We have this.
Should I or should I not?
Should I
we're
not?
We're showing cock. Count Cockula.
Razvan is here.
Maybe when we have updates, we should call Count Cockula.
Yeah, we should call it Count Cockula.
But to get Dracula's neighbor.
I'm just saying that I think Razvan really enjoys it's got the name Marilyn in it. Marilyn is its own. Because I'm not I pretend I'm a woman, so that way my whole OnlyFans profile is I'm a. So that's how you get these guys, these straight guys, to send you dick pics.
Ooh.
They think you're a woman. Marilyn always makes them think of Marilyn Monroe. It's you just do that.
When I think Marilyn, it is a frumpy woman in her 60s.
Same. Same. I think of my cheerleading teacher, Coach Marilyn. But anyway, y'all, he's bringing it quickly.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Even so, Lord Jesus, come on my face.
Yes. Just so you know, it did save us 10% for me subscribing to the year instead of monthly.
Oh, I see.
So It's just going to be a larger charge at front, but you won't see it again, I promise.
I really hope we don't get audited. Okay, you need to cancel some of those OnlyFans subscriptions.
I have. I check St. John. I waited a month. Nothing. Which I think now he's doing it. Too late. I was there from the get-go.
I'm not into that penis. I don't give a fuck.
Johan, did it for a month, saw what I needed to see, and I got out.
That was something.
But the rest of them, take a note. Mark my words, Razvan's going to be exploding on OF.
Literally and figuratively.
Anyway.
You know, right. And Jasmine.
Gino. Y'all, she's here. She's here.
She's got new hair, no extensions, no wigs. She's all going all natural.
Well, as she says, Gino is super cheap. And she's like, I can't, they're going to be more, my hair is going to be even more expensive in the U.S. So she's a practical girl.
It's the funniest thing is, her acceptance of all the things, all the strange things that Gino is, comes off as so matter of fact, but it it always makes me laugh.
It does me too.
I'm worried the house is going to smell. Spoiler alert, you're right.
Well, Jasmine's obsessed with smells. She talks about smells all the time.
Yep. So, y'all, she's saying goodbye to her family. She's at the airport. Yeah. She's weeping. No surprise there.
This is the bravest thing I've ever done in my life. I do love it's Jasmine. Whereas a lot of people say this is really hard. Jasmine's like, I am so brave. I am so, look at me. I've done, and y'all put a pin in this. This is going to be the thing a lot of, I have done everything to be with you, Gino.
Yeah. You could just play it. And then Gino basically says, last night, we get into an argument, and she blocked me on WhatsApp. And so they're not communicating. He's on his way to the airport. He's like, I'm not sure she made her flight. Mm-hmm. And I, for a minute, I was like, is this Fraudacity? And then later on, Jasmine explains, no, I blocked him on WhatsApp when we have a fight. It's kind of like our fighting ritual.
It's our ritual.
In other words, she's like, but like, I block him when I'm really mad at him. And I was really mad at him.
Really mad at him. Y'all, she lands, though. She lands with Coco the dog. Right, Coco?
Coco, yes.
Coco the
dog. They see each other. Like, at one point, y'all, Coco in the baby carriage, the baby dog stroller goes flying.
She goes, oh, my God!
Coco!
And that sound editor added a well done. Well done. Because that dog was not mic'd. We did not know.
The dog was not mic'd. There was no love on the mic on the dog.
No, there was not. There was not.
So they and then she says, oh, and she sucks his tongue and says, I can suck Gino's tongue every night or something else, if you get my drift.
If you get
AKA
my drift.
His pee-pee.
His dick.
And then she says, let's start fresh. No more fights ever. And
we will never fight again.
Yes. You will fight before you get out of the airport.
Yes. That's the whole point. That's why we're watching.
I wouldn't give a shit about you if you didn't fight.
It didn't help that there was not nair a ray of sunlight in the sky when she landed.
I don't know when this was. It looks like she said she was cold, mm-hmm. but I guarantee you it wasn't like February, March, because that's cold that would have made her just get on the plane and go back
home. Also, wouldn't there be snow probably then?
Yeah.
That's still sitting on the ground from a month before.
This is probably November.
Oh my God.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Well, I think it is, because I think they're going to celebrate Christmas together.
I don't know. This felt like to me like November cold. But yeah, or maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's the end of winter. I'm not sure.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I don't know. We never talked about this, but would you leave another country for the love of another man? Leave the U.S. and go live somewhere else permanently?
If it was a good country that I wanted to go to. give me options. Give me some countries, and I would tell you if I would go there for the love of another man.
Canada.
Yes.
Cold.
You know what? I'd have to choose where to live. Vancouver's the only place that I could think that would be not cold, but also it's rainy there. Could we live half the year in Vancouver and half the year somewhere else?
You know, I realize that this would be an hour-long podcast, so I'm going to defer this, and I think we're going to say
Canada,
this for another.
Canada.
You're not going to just say yes to one country.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I don't know if I want to live.
Jesus.
This is tough because I'd have to really, you know what? If it was Paris, maybe.
Oh my God.
But I'd have to see the apartment first.
Germany.
Depends on the city. If it's some way up in butt fucking north, no. If it's like Hamburg, you know, I don't know, maybe.
Brazil.
Now that, yes, because of the dick, I would potentially go anywhere. I would go where Carini's family lived. If that dick was good.
Tonachin's friend for that dick.
Going to Tonachin's to see Carini, friend. I wouldn't give a fuck. I wouldn't give a fuck if we had to live in the tent. Because if that dick was mine, I'd just be dick happy every single day. My smile, I was just like this. I'd look like that emoji that's smiling and it's like, its face. Brazil would I think a Brazil is a non. Yes, for sure.
I think we're done with this game. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to play this
everywhere
again.
Else. I would be really, really picky and prissy about where I lived, but that Brazilian dick. Yeah.
All right.
Just hits right.
Okay, we got it. We got it. I don't know where we are now.
They are.
They do fight. And I just do remember, Jasmine does say, this is, it's why I love them. And y'all, again, I know some of you, we still are having a ball because they're such good comedy. When she says, she's like, I love him. I'm so glad I'm here, even though sometimes I want to strangle him. And then Gino just does that nervous laugh where he doesn't know if she's kidding or if she's really going to kill him.
By the way, y'all, Yara and Jovi just killed it.
Thank you.
On they put it on there. It is so good.
They Yara, need a reality Yara, gays theater.
Yara and Jovi did Gino and Jasmine. And it was really pretty good. She kind of nailed it. She didn't really have the accent down.
No.
And Jovi did a pretty good Gino with the eye blinking.
He did a pretty good Gino. And she did really, I can't believe Yara was talking about.
She did say ejaculate.
She said ejaculate. She said fucking and peeing on you. The stuff that I went, Yara. Y'all, because she's a little more conservative, you know. But she really committed to character.
I like this for them.
Also, her wig is so much better than the wigs we use. It was an actual good wig.
It was a good wig. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up. That's on their Instagram. I think we shared it to our story, but it's probably gone by now.
So she's like, is that the air conditioner? Is it that cold? And he's like, well, that's the air conditioner, but we're going to get outside. And it hits her, y'all. It hits her, and she's like, what is this? Because she's never experienced. It was probably like in the 30s or maybe like upper 30s and or maybe a little bit lower. And she's like, Gino, you have smoke coming out of your mouth.
That was good. And he's like, yeah. And she was freezing. She was shivering like the little match girl.
Yeah, she's like, it screams depression. That's good.
Yeah. Which... Y'all,
she's not wrong.
This is an act. When she said the line, why would God does not want people to live here? She literally said that to us in New York when we met. She told Jake. She's like, God doesn't want people to live in Michigan.
I pushed her on it and said, did you have, she's like, he told me it was cold. He's like, but you can't tell someone what cold feels like.
You can't.
She's like, I stood at the refrigerator just saying, is this cold? And she's like, but it's so cold. But she was talking about, she told me about the first time that it snowed when she was there, and she thought it was so beautiful. And she's like, but then after a week, I was like, I hate this. I'm like, girl, wait till March when it snows again in late March, or the worst, when you get a fucking April blizzard. God, that was the worst. An April snowstorm is like being turned away from God. It's like God just saying, I don't care about you anymore. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck anymore. Figure it out. That's what it feels like. Anyone who's never experienced seasonal depression, which I definitely know I was going through it, it's a long dark hallway. Winter feels that way, but that one when you think you're having when it'll be kind of cold. It'll be like in the 40s for a week, and then it'll inch up into like 50, and then you'll have a snowstorm, and you just burst into tears because you were just hoping for sun, and you still aren't going to get it. Sorry. I'm sorry, sissies who lived it. I never will again. Never. I can never live in the North Midwest again, in that area. I will never do it.
Happy fall, everyone, as we're heading into. Hope you enjoyed all of that.
Enjoy the sun while you can, motherfuckers. Get yourself a light. It's the only way.
Yeah, yeah, get one of those sad lights. So, yeah, Jasmine even says, I'm scared of stepping out and dying immediately of hypothermia. So anyway, so she had some great quotable lines about that.
And he's like, does it look like Panama? And she's like, no, it's gray.
It's gray. But it looks like Panama at his house because they get home and he's like, look, Jasmine. Well, first of all, they enter and she's like, this is the entrance?
It's laundry, which is a very common thing to have like a mudroom, laundry room entrance. Yeah.
I mean, if Gino would have thought about it, but he doesn't, he should have stopped the car, gotten her out, and taken her in the front door.
Yeah, totally. But it looks like that's the garage.
He's in the garage, but he goes in the living room. He's like, look, doesn't it look like Panama in here? The flag is upside down, Gino.
It's very disrespectful in my country. It couldn't have been better. This whole, I had to pause because I was laughing.
Me too.
Basically, he's like,
what do you think of the kitchen?
It's like the ugly colors on the walls. She's like, this is the ruins. Then she opened up things and there was a bunch of plastic bags in a cabinet. She's like, what is this trash, Gino? My mother does that because you save plastic bags for all kinds of shit. Did your mother hoard plastic bags?
I don't think she hoarded them on the level that your mother hoarded them.
My mother still has an entire closet that is full of certain plastic bags.
My mom has like one of the little things that you buy at the container store, whatever, that holds the plastic bags and you pull them out.
Yeah. No, this is so full
like
on hoarding.
Maybe like 20 plastic bags.
Oh, there's more like 20,000 in my mother's house. I've threatened to throw them all away every time.
I'm going to need a picture of that next time you're okay. Home.
She'll say, more material for your podcast, I guess.
guess I'm just a joke.
She opens up the refrigerator and says, what is that? Chocolate milk. That is why you have fart problems.
This is why your farts smell, Gino. He goes, yeah.
And then it says, is that pee? He's like, is that pee? And Coco's already pissing in his house, y'all.
And this was great, though. This is a relationship because Gina goes, is that pee? And she goes, no, that is not
it
Coco.
It was already there.
and then she bends down and she touches it. And she goes, God damn it.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
She looks at the bedroom, and he's like, oh, more dead trees. And then they go in the bathroom. He's like, oh, this is nice. And then turns out he took a shit and didn't flush.
And she looks down, and she goes, unbelievable. Unbelievable, Gino. And then she does a big log, just a log.
And then she goes, see that over there? Look at the fixtures. Those are old. Those are dated. We're going to have to renovate. She's like, but this has potential. And then she just goes, he's like, well, Jasmine. And he's like, she's like, oh, yeah, yeah, the money, the budget, whatever. That was when I actually had to pause it and just scream laughed. Well, the budget, whatever.
I know, y'all. I'm saying, if this episode didn't solidify, give me the spinoff.
Oh, it's... She's comedy. It never stops.
So is he.
So is
There's such comedy because she sometimes puts it on because she knows Gino is always reacting
you're
to her
getting
in
it.
Real
yeah.
time. And I will say, I think her reaction was still way better than Kimberly of Kimberly and TJ's.
Totally. Totally. Y'all, they go to the bedroom and she goes, how old is this bed? Well, I bought it after my divorce, which he knew she was going to ask. What are you sleeping with her on this bed?
No.
Did you go to Legoland with her on this bed?
Did you go to Legoland? I forgot about that. She says, what is on the sheet? And he said, well, I put my lotion on and it gets on the sheet.
I screamed again. She's like, sometimes I put lotion on my body and I sit right here. So it I was dying. And she's like, oh, hopefully I don't get pregnant.
And at one point, she's like, so I want a new bed. I will not feel comfortable sleeping on anything else. We need a new bed, a new headboard. And she's like, and if you do not get me a new bed, it tells me a lot about what you care about.
It tells you a lot. Since I traveled 2,000 miles and left all of my family for you. Y'all, she's going to rub. I mean, she's going to twist that knife
every single time.
Every single time, Gino's just going to look down blink. And blink.
And y'all, remember, he is just, he says quit his job. I think he's taking a sabbatical. I think that's kind of.
But you still don't get paid on sabbaticals, right?
I don't know. So. It may be negotiated with his contract that he did. But she is, I don't think he has a ton of money coming in. I think he has a lot more money than he lets on.
When you're that cheap, he's got a lot of money saved up.
I guarantee you, y'all, he hasn't spent a dime unless he had to. For probably since he was married last. I guarantee you he has saved almost every part of his paycheck for the last 35 years easily.
It's true. I think they're going to be together forever.
Me too. Until she murders him.
Well, that.
Yeah. Or at least cuts off his dick.
That's the show, everyone.
That's the show.
Great episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Again, these episodes are entertaining. So hopefully we keep influencers at bay.
Mm-hmm.
I hope.
I hope so, too.
Anyway, y'all, we're going to do our live shows in the spring. But if you're out and about on Santa Monica Boulevard this week, I'm going to tell you now that Zelda and maybe
Eleanor Roosevelt
might be out walking the streets. Say hi to them.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Anyway, thank y'all so much for that. We hope that it's been a beyond stressful week for a lot of people, and a lot of stuff's going on in the world. So we hope that you were able to just pop your cares away for a little bit and just
pop it in a bin.
Anyway, we appreciate y'all so much. If you want to listen to this show ad free, you can on RG Plus at the $8 tier. That's going to give you. We've got a Bicurious coming up. Mm-hmm.
I'll announce those choices very soon.
Okay. And then we also, that'll be on a different next show. And then we've got Selling Sunset coming up at the end of November. So that's coming up on the $5 tier. And Lalu is back, y'all. The last season was kind of a dud, but this season's fan-fucking-tastic.
We had a really good show.
What is a nugget? What is a nugget that was so Lalu, that was peak Lalu this week that you enjoyed, Poods?
The House Coat and the Spoon. With Donna, when her wooden spoon
knocking on
hello,
on, hello windows, hello. Anyway, y'all, it's great. So be sure to check it out. All right, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes, and if you've ever sent your dog stroller flying,
oh, yes.
When you need to hug your new gringo monkey, she calls him. Call us.